Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, I'm Scott Schilling. I'm an executive coach. I'm an international trainer and speaker. I consult and I've written 15 books. I use the talents and capabilities I've been given to help as many people as I possibly can.
Love it. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working in businesses?
Oh, I love the challenge of hearing their challenges and helping them find a way to get through them to serve them the very best and their customers along the way.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think they probably haven't asked enough questions. It's not that hard to find the decision maker if you take the time to listen. Listening comes after asking a question. So if you ask good enough questions, you'll find the decision maker pretty dang easily.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number four. What advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, I think that the best thing you can do is create relationships over time. As an example, one of my greatest closes, quote unquote, in my career started 10 years earlier. Now, we'd all like the sales cycle to be a whole lot shorter than 10 years, but if that's what it took in that situation, that's what it took. It was done because of the relationships that were created along the way. 10 years, something good happened. 5 years later, that was nurtured. 5 years later, the opportunity showed up. I was a 10-year overnight sensation.
I love it there. Well, do you have any tips on how to make relationships happen quicker?
Well, I think that be genuinely interested as opposed to being interesting, right? Be genuinely interested in the other party to get to know about them. One of the questions I ask right out of the blocks of everybody is, if you could improve one thing in your life, what would it be? That's pretty much going to give me what's top of mind in their life. It's going to allow me a path to travel on, to ask more questions, to learn about them in greater depth, and then truly be sincere and have a desire. You got to like people. If you don't like people, you got a problem.
That is true there. I know a lot of coaches who don't like talking to people, which I'm like, why are you in that business? Exactly. You know, that part there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, that you would like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Well, I think there's quite a few. I think Tanya Hoffman is the CEO and co-founder of BeConnected.com. She's absolutely amazing. She's this bright light that just lights up the industry and lights up the room. Sean G. Murphy is just an amazing trainer, speaker, business builder. So there are a number of folks that are just really quality class acts, and anybody who's got that kind of quality should be able to share their message.
Well, I will look her up, look them up when we're done here. Let's get to question number six. This is the most important question of the podcast, Scott. I need you to focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale was really simple. I was 4 years old. I was on an Amtrak train going from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Los Angeles. My dad was going to speak at the Toastmasters International Convention. I grabbed a pad of paper and a pen, and I walked up and down the aisle yelling, "Tickets, tickets, who needs tickets?" Somebody'd say, "I do." I'd scribble on the paper. I'd hand them the paper. They'd hand me change. By the time we got to LA, I had $52 in change, and I was selling tickets to people who were already on the train.
I love it. I love that there. That's an awesome story there. So, Scott, you now have 5 minutes and 9 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Well, you know, I've got a brand new book out called That Sucks, What Now? Real World Solutions for Getting Through What You're Going Through. We all go through a number of things in our lives. Most of them are less than favorable. It's not that bad things happen to good people only. Bad things happen, good things happen. Basically, what I did is I took a near-death experience to be the catalyst to write this book so that I could share the tips, techniques, strategies that I developed to get through these things in life to still being here. For 8 days after my near-death experience, the doctors just kept on saying, "Scott, we don't understand why you're alive." Finally, I got a little frustrated. I said, "Sorry to disappoint you. I'm just an overachiever. I live.
Love it.
So the point is that really we all have these opportunities. That sucks. What now is simply a realization. That sucks. I wish it would have happened differently. What now? No time for a pity party. Let's get after it. So that's why I appreciate folks like you, Bob. Bob, why do you do this in this way? I love this format. It's awesome. So
the reason I do it here is for the networking. Because the idea is, and I actually have the numbers of this, 90.5% of people want to talk afterwards. And you, awesome. As you said, you know, your network is your net worth. So the idea being is, instead of me doing an hour-long podcast where I can network with one person a week, why not do a, you know, a 9-minute podcast where I can network with 10 to 20 a week?
Love the concept. I mean, it's really awesome. And the ability to cross merchandise, and quite frankly, I'll do that with you as well, because I love folks who want to serve the marketplace.
Absolutely.
That's my whole my brand, quote unquote, is heart-centered selling, or really, I don't ever want to sell you anything. I just always want you to buy a lot from me.
There you go. Love it there. And also, this whole process really helps. You know, there's a certain word that we're not going to mention. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But because of that word, doing meetings like this is so much, I don't have to worry about any live events because of this.
Well, that's the beauty. Business will never be done the same after what we went through a while back.
Right. And we can't say that word. You can't say it.
I'm not going to come close to it.
Absolutely.
The fact of the matter is that we're learning new and more efficient ways. Think of when the planes went into the towers, the travel industry was devastated, and yet it came back more robust than it ever had. It had to learn new ways. Well, quite frankly, we all are having to learn new and better ways going forward. Quite frankly, I don't know about you, but I'm finding myself to be far more efficient doing this. I'm reaching out to more people. I'm meeting new people. I actually wrote a blog today, and the question is, some people are saying the sky is falling. The other people are just saying, well, it's fallen somewhere. It's just not falling on me. I'm going like a bat. Let's get going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I got a message from someone on Facebook, which obviously was an attempt to sell me stuff. I hope you're doing well in these challenging times. Yeah, I'm actually doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. You know, what? You know, they expected someone to say, you know, they're suffering or everything. No, things are doing good over here. And I assume they're doing good for you.
I had one exactly the same, must've been the same person. And I said, things are awesome. Business is growing. How about you? And they just sent me a word back. Meaning? I said, meaning things are awesome. Things are growing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the future.
I am too.
Congratulations.
They didn't know what to do about that. I love it there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So I really appreciate this opportunity. This is amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
ScottSchillingOnline.com.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Scott, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.